discretion is advised.
3, 2, 1, go!
Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Long day today.
How's your flight?
Flight was fine. I was in New York this morning, had a little meeting this morning, and had to take a later flight, so I got back in about 8 o'clock tonight.
Nice.
All good. All right. Drew.
Yeah.
Did I give the board-certified physician addiction medicine specialist thing out?
Now you have.
All right. Then that's done. And what is it? June? What's the date today? June 5th?
4th.
4th? Yeah, you know what that means.
It's June 4th.
Yeah. Halloween is just around the corner. Just around the corner. It's not too early to start stocking up on candy and decorating the house. And because of that,
right,
we have vampires as our guests tonight. Female vampires, which are still called vampires, right?
Vampires.
Vampires?
You call me whatever you want as long as you call me.
Really? I mean, is it like people say... A comedian or a female comedian?
Masseur,
is it that kind of thing?
No, it's vampress.
Vampress. All right.
Vampresses.
That would be the two of us.
No, you don't really know, do you?
Yes.
All right, how do you spell that? I'm going to write that down.
Oh, V-A-M-P-R-E-S-S-E-S-S.
Okay, vampress. Two? No, there's not four S's.
That's how I spell it.
Well, listen, you're a creature of the night. You don't need to worry about phonics. That's
the
way I was in high school.
The day, too.
Gentry is here, and so is Dita, and they're both vampresses.
From OLA, Our Lady of Angels.
Yeah, that's
thank you for
having us. Yeah, our pleasure. So we're going to scrape your brain a little bit and figure out what went wrong, you know, from a childhood standpoint.
Perfect. That's exactly why we're here.
And I want to learn about this whole vampire lifestyle, because I think I could get into it.
Could you? Always sleeping during the day?
Yeah.
You're sleeping, halfway there.
Sleeping during the day part I'm into.
I'm really into that. Staying out of the sun.
And staying out of the sun. And
hypnotizing people with your eyes.
That's right. And not
having a woman have one sexual experience with you that turns you into an immortal goddess for the rest of her life.
Is that what happens?
Could you deal with that?
That seems like a tall order. I can't even get them to fake an orgasm.
That's why you aren't into vampirism, darling.
So what's the difference between vampirism and witchcraft, let's say? Is it just the blood?
Witchcraft is a way of life and vampirism is a sex act.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
It's not a way of life?
No, I think that if you're dealing with witchcraft...
mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, hell, at this point, the Catholic Church deals with witchcraft, because they have, in my opinion, enough ritual.
Right. No, I'm with you.
Kind of a witchy situation.
Yeah, it's if you break it down act by act, it's most religious would rival most of these sort of cultish like religions as well. They're pretty effed up themselves. I'm an atheist, so say what you want.
Okay.
Do what you need to.
I hate God for you.
Thank you.
You atheist, you.
And Drew's half Jew, so he doesn't care. He just wants his paycheck.
Yeah, but which side, mom or dad? It's got to be mom if you're really half Jew. So.
All right. I think they're both half, so now he's really true. But here's the point.
You're just Jew when you're being...
What do you guys do? I mean, what's a vampire's sex act? Yeah.
Okay, well, now, Gentry feels a different way about it than I do, but I do believe that vampirism is a way of life, as a daily way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And... coming from that way of life, which has been my practically entire life, it's kind of like making your own world.
Right.
There's no rules.
Yeah.
You'll do what you want to do. And the eroticism of the sexuality.
Yeah.
Of it's all based on sex to me.
Is there blood involved with the sex?
I've been involved with that.
So this thing always goes to the erotic. The vampire
to me, it does.
To you, it does.
To me, it's very erotic and very sensual.
Yeah.
You know, the whole idea of...
Hold on. I did a chick on her period once.
You have red wings, according to the Hell's Angels, then, my darling.
Yes.
I did, too.
You are a vampire.
No, really? No. Yeah. Yeah, but that was a bonus for you. For me, I had to get really loaded. different situation. We dealt with it differently. You took the tampon and hung it off your rear view for the ride home.
Oh,
me.
Yeah.
I was in pain.
Oh,
you should
it.
Not assume.
No, you did not. Something. You've never ate a tampon, have you?
No.
But isn't that like a jawbreaker for a vampire?
Yeah, totally.
It's fresh toast.
More of an eclair, I would think.
All right, maybe a lady finger. All right, so it really, so now how do you draw blood when you're trying to get someone to bleed for the
sex
act? Yes, I'm asking.
Well, it depends on what your partner wants.
Right.
You know, there's like the typical vampire bite on the neck, or you know, you get those like metallic finger blades, they call them.
Right.
And you scratch or puncture.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the ones. Drew uses those to do blow.
Right? Yeah, right.
That's the one we're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they're for cutting. Okay.
And this is my experience. And then there's the edge play way, which is razors, knives,
right,
glass.
If this is such a, just curious, what would you say to someone who had said, you guys are claiming that this is a specific entity being a vampire. Why is there such diversity of opinion about what it is and how it's practiced, and why is it also unclear?
It's a mythology, Gentry. It's a mythology.
But I've looked this up on the web, and it says, you know, we are this one specific thing, and anybody that says it otherwise doesn't know what they're talking about. And then on the next website, no, we're this, we're another thing. And even the two of you have very different ideas about what it is to you. So is it a caricature you're taking on of a myth?
Doesn't sex have a very different meaning for you it does for Adam?
But is it a... But
no.
You guys are even...
It doesn't.
To me, it's fantasy, and it's like...
What does it do for you?
It makes me feel immortal.
And where did it come from, you think?
Well, I mean, there's...
Hungary, right? Somewhere outside of Hungary, Transylvania?
For me?
Oh.
Yeah. Growing up, as a child, probably I started dealing with it when I was four. And my weekends were spent watching Elvira and all the vampire movies and, you know...
But something attracted you to that? Where was that...
The sensuality and the sexuality.
Well,
having this beautiful dark man with his cape come over you and bite your neck and...
Had somebody done
something like that to you? Dracula.
Had somebody overpowered you and...
No, I wish they had.
So you never sexually abused? It never happened?
No, but I started having sex when I was six. Because I was very intrigued.
Okay, that is sexual abuse.
Oh, please.
No, wait a second. I want to get back up there with that.
Having intercourse at six?
Sure.
I didn't have intercourse at six. Oh. I started having sex. Sex and intercourse is different for me. I started having the experience of sex when I was six. Because I was very sensual as a child. Mm-hmm. I'm a sensual artist. Everything to me is sensual and erotic.
It feels good, and it tastes good, and it looks good.
And it's I'm a pleasure seeker. Okay, so as a child, that was very erotic to me, and it showed strength, and it showed, you know, the woman being entranced by the whole idea of love.
What about the part where you got nailed at six?
I didn't get nailed at six. I got nailed at 12.
Oh, all right. Let's see that, Drew. She was the ripe old age of 12.
But you said you're having
she
six.
She was double her six.
Six.
Well, she was doing erotic things at six, not having intercourse, right?
Exactly.
Like what? What kind of erotic things? Like some 6-year old.
I would always like take the boys and the girls. We'd be playing.
Right.
And I'd try to like, you know, round them up for role plays.
Right.
You know?
Would you expose yourself to the boys and stuff?
No, I'd make them pull down their pants
right,
first.
Right. There was something going on in your home at that point. I mean, that's what kids...
Freedom.
Neglect.
No. I'd agree with you.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen, this is... I'll tell you, Drew, I've said it many times. It takes all kinds.
It does.
All right, let's talk to a woman.
That's a saying I'm trying to bring back.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys could work that into your vampire world.
How about you, filthy animal?
No, that's around. It takes all kinds is a neglected one from the 50s, and to the tune of, when you're talking about money, that's another thing I'd like to bring back into the American lexicon. So you guys do your part. Not necessarily on this show, but later on in life. You know what I'm saying? Keep to the tune of, and it takes all kinds. Devin?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Is this the same person I was talking to earlier?
No. You're on the air now.
Turn your radio down.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. I wasn't really paying attention. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. But, yeah, my question was, or not really my question, because you guys aren't like for that, but my comment was about the vampires.
Okay.
Well, they said that witchcraft is a way of life, and then the other one disagreed. Well, I'm a Wiccan. And I would fully...
Congratulations. Congratulations.
I would fully back you up on that. And my best friend in the entire world is a vampire. And, you know, I've done that with her a couple of times. But I really wasn't into it, so I kind of, you know, I still hang out with her.
When did your dad rape you?
Was it a sexual thing with her? With you?
No.
Just keep searching for that eternal spirit of the Wicca. That's what you need to look for.
What is the Wiccan life? It's a lot of recycling, right?
No.
I mean, isn't it? You're all about the earth?
No. It's
it is, isn't it?
It's an earth religion.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's the recycling religion.
Green religion.
Yeah, you guys get back to the earth, right?
Kind of.
The earth is the mother. You don't whip up potions or anything, do you?
No, I'm not that.
What
does it get you, though? I mean, what are you looking
for?
We're
going to have a million Wiccans call now.
That's all right.
That's much more beautiful.
They're not by the radio this time. It's feeding time for the Wiccans. They're big gals, usually, the Wiccans, I've found.
Me too.
I disagree.
Yeah, they're large people
and
Wiccans.
And some hot Wiccans.
Why is that?
A handful of hotties. Those are like the Wiccan spokespeople.
No, she's a librarian and a Wiccan.
I'll tell you why.
Because
hot-looking chicks don't have time for nonsense religions. They're too busy going to the prom. It's the fat chicks who sit home who get into the Wiccan life. I mean, that's the reality of it. I guarantee you, average Wiccan is 35 pounds heavier than the average woman. Thin chicks don't have time for, in Santeria, no time for that either. They don't have time for nonsense. They're too busy going on dates and having guys give them coke and stuff. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Devon,
so they can be left pregnant and alone.
That's right.
Devon, you keep going with your Wicca. You don't want to be pregnant alone.
Can you put any spells on anybody or anything like that?
Actually, I'm being I put a protection spell on myself and on most of my family because we're being attacked by someone who's related to us, but we don't know who it is.
We'll just say that you only want energies for your highest good around you, and all there's a release to their primary source, and you'll be fine no matter where they are, where they're coming from.
Listen, you're calling from Riverside?
Yeah.
So you put a spell on yourself to get your ass out of Riverside.
Don't worry.
Worse than a well for a Wiccan is that Riverside.
And you'll find your way out if you have Wicca to
Someone
guide you out of Riverside,
attacking the family.
Too.
Oh, my God. Drew, could you imagine Thanksgiving over at that house?
Ooh.
No, really, who has to worry about being molested when you've got people outside the family attack?
There's so much, there's a lot of mental instability in this country, basically.
We are fighting World War III.
Charles?
Hey.
You're 21?
That's right.
It's vampire night. But
yeah, it is. Dr. Drew was making a point earlier about why is there so much diversity in the interpretation of vampires and stuff like that. And there are a ton of vampire clubs in L.A. and stuff like that. That you could talk to people about, but there's just the same amount of diversity in any religion, Christianity. I mean, you have the Catholics, the Christians, the Protestants. I mean, they'll all have their different interpretation of Christ and everything else.
Touche. What do you say to that, Drew?
I'm just asking the question.
All right. He wasn't making a point as usual. He was just asking a question that had no answer. All right. Thank you, Charles.
Voice. Yeah. All right. Thanks.
All right. Good times. Are you a vampire yourself?
No, but, you know, I like hanging around. The whole sexuality thing is a whole lot of fun. I have a lot of friends who roll with that crowd.
Okay. Good times.
Is it S&M? We lost our screen. It kind of goes along with S&M, doesn't it, you guys?
Well, if you want to consider marijuana to be the gateway drug into other drugs.
S&M's the gateway drug.
S&M is definitely the gateway drug into vampirism. Because that's, for me, that's how it started with me.
Well, now, you know, sadomasochism is a little different for me. I mean, to me, S&M does not involve sex, and sometimes the goths, per se. Let me just make a quote here. When I moved here 6 years ago, there was a club that opened called the Fang Club. At that time, I came in and had a band called Near Death Experience and became involved with all those people. And every Sunday night at Orsini's, it was this debaucherous, hedonistic club that had active bloodletting, sex, and just anything went. There were no rules. And it was the best time that I had ever been exposed to, like, just such great freedom. Go Orsini.
I used to hang at the hepatitis room upstairs there. It was great. Were you ever go there?
A, B, or C?
This was A and B. C hadn't opened yet. Okay. They were putting new wallpaper up. There's a remod going on C, but I'm sure it's open by now. And chicks like biting, though, right? I mean, you know, here's what I've found.
That's the call we get.
Most chicks like a little nibbling.
That's true.
Yes. Even non-vampiresses
we're primal.
Like biting. They like a little neck bite. That's good. It drives chicks nutty.
Or not.
A little bit.
Yes or no.
True.
No, it's just
they
not
do. Does it drive
no,
the chick
like
nutty?
It's not an in-between thing. It's a yes or a no thing.
Oh, yeah. Not
it's
every
yes
one of them.
No. It's not like, whatever. It's like no or
Yeah. I'm with you. Oh, Drew, stop making irrelevant points.
No, it's answering
my
question.
Answer my question.
Which was?
Does your woman like biting or
no.
not biting?
Which one?
Definitely no. No,
which woman?
Not a biting. Oh, that's why you're making
it. Oh,
that's
the difference.
Most women, I find, like the little teeth on the neck.
Mm-hmm. That's
area.
Me.
Well, here's
that's
you. I was thinking about the call that we get. Think about the calls that we get. It's usually a guy calling, and he's flipped out because his female partner is biting him or scratching him and drawing blood. Of course, it doesn't slow him down any. Right?
Right.
His kneecaps are exposed, and his shoulders wide open. He's wondering why this is happening, but
he's got to get off.
He keeps going back. There we go. Keeps going back. Did I say something wrong?
No. I think your mic just cut out. Yeah. Cindy?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes.
It's vampire night. What's up?
It has nothing to do with vampires, but maybe y'all can help me anyway.
All right.
My sister and my ex-boyfriend, who I have a child by, are actually together, and they're going to get married in August.
Mm-hmm.
And what exactly?
So that'll make you your child's aunt, right?
Yeah, kind of. And my child's great. Aunt, her stepmom, yes. But
my child's aunt, her stepmom.
Right.
Wow.
I'm my own grandpa.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah.
But what my question is she had asked me to be a bridesmaid in her wedding,
mm-hmm.
like the maid of honor in her wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And to tell you the truth, I'm really, kind of torn between her being my sister versus the man that she's marrying, I totally despise this man.
Did she not know the relations that went on here?
As per me and him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She moved in with us after she left her husband.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And was there a point where you were all having sex?
Where we were all having sex?
No.
No.
Your poor sister, she's marrying this jackass.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, listen, he's a piece of work.
You need to not be involved in that
wedding. You're partially a piece of work. The whole family's a mess,
just
right?
Make her happy.
Yes, the whole family.
Make your sister happy. And
how about you do me a favor, Cindy?
Sure.
Here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to gleefully attend the wedding, agree to be one of the bridesmaids, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, at a certain point, I want you to slip a large dose of poison into the punch bowl, and so a Jonestown sort of large-scale massacre can go on. Because not only do I not trust your family, I sure as hell don't trust his family, and the friends, I don't need them around either because they've chosen to hang out with these people. All right? You and your child are the only two that don't drink from the punch.
Okay.
I mean, if it's a really hot day, you have a sip, but you don't drink a whole cup full. Imagine how much money this is going to save our government, Drew. Do you know what I mean? We'll get right at the roach's nest. We'll take them all out. Cindy?
Yeah, it's instead of you having to send a strikeout.
Yeah, and if you see anyone, like, sipping off a beer or opening champagne, you quickly replace whatever they're drinking with some of my Jonestown punch, all right?
Okay.
Look, don't go there. If you don't like the guy, don't go to the wedding, all right?
What
else do you want?
Make your sister happy.
Why? This guy's a son of a bitch.
Yeah, she's freaked out. She's marrying the sister's going to get hers in the end with this one.
Yeah. She's going to have a kid with this jackass, and then they're going to break up, and it's going to be a mess.
They're both going to... The sister's going to have a father.
How long have they been seeing each other? Do they need to get married?
It's been a little over a year.
Why do they need to get married? How old is your sister?
She's 24.
Then the one marriage that didn't work out before age 25 is not enough?
I guess not.
Okay.
I'd asked her, why she's doing it. She said, this is just what we want to do.
All right.
So I'm not real sure.
And she knows that you despise this guy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was awful.
Did he dump you?
Actually, it was kind of a mutual thing, me telling him to, just get out and, do what he needs to do.
All right.
And me not knowing that she was
part of what he needed to do.
What are you going
to
raise? Who's raising your kid?
I am.
Right.
All right. You take care of that kid, all right?
I will.
Please.
No more kids for a little while, right?
Oh, no problem.
All right. You sound all right.
Thanks.
And this guy's an idiot. So your sister will get what she deserves with him. What's he do? Drive a forklift or repair forklifts?
Actually, he doesn't work at all.
Better. Better. So you're saying the forklift scenario would be a huge step up career-wise.
Huge.
All right. Good time.
More than he can manage.
Listen, I swear to God, Christ, you pull your sister aside and tell her not to let this idiot get her pregnant, all right?
Okay.
I'm tired of paying for everybody.
Well, just pull her aside and just slip a Norplant under her arm. Just kind of slide it in. This is where vampires can have a useful social...
I'm biting you. No, I'm actually slipping some Norplant into your arm.
Slice open. Yeah.
This is a very interesting plan. You guys could do our bidding. You could be our creatures of the night, mm-hmm. except for instead of the sexual stuff, you just give everyone Norplant, no one gets pregnant. Mm-hmm. What about it, Drew? This is going to replace my six-wheeled Bradley armored fighting vehicle with the turret on top that shoots it out from the middle of the street as I drive down with the bullhorn. This is good. All right. Let's take one more call. All right. Then we'll go to break. Marie?
Yes.
You're 18?
In July.
Okay.
How are you guys?
Good.
I listen to you guys every night.
Thanks.
Basically, I just had a couple questions about orgasm.
All right.
Go ahead.
I've had sex a few times, probably a few too many for my age. But anyways,
it's only for you to decide.
What was that?
That's only for you to decide.
Oh, yeah. Well,
she's decided.
All right.
And basically, every time, with the exception of one time really recently, I've never really, like, gotten anything from it. You know what I mean? And I had heard that...
You never had an orgasm, you mean?
Well, I guess. I don't know. I'm confused.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah.
And how did you achieve that?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
Okay, you've never had one, probably.
I guess not.
Oh, my God.
Then go into the bathtub.
What country?
And turn on the water.
Yes. What country are you originally from, Marie?
I'm from here.
Really? Wow. Really? Been here your whole life, talking to people?
The way she expressed herself?
Yeah, it's hard to understand what she's saying. Yeah, go into the tub and run the water on yourself. I agree.
No, I mean, like, I've gotten...
Marie, like, most women your age do not have orgasm during intercourse.
That's what I was thinking.
That's the fact.
Okay, well, then what's the point?
Well,
the point of intercourse?
You're supposed to wait.
What?
What's the point of intercourse?
Yeah, like, if...
There are other ways to have orgasm than just intercourse.
Okay. Uh-huh. Such as...
And people experience other sensations from the actual act itself. I mean, they may not get to a climax that way. But there's a certain...
I've gotten, you know, like, pretty turned on and whatnot from, like, other stuff.
There you go.
And just stick with that. Because that'll get you off.
But it's
just like intercourse will.
It's normal.
Yeah. It's better than normal. It's what we're here talking about. It's going above and beyond what people stereotypically think of as sex. You should make sex what... you want it to be, because sex is for you. And as a woman, eventually sex will be for you and the child you perhaps might have. But it's your sex that's made for you. And as a woman who bleeds, since we're here talking about vampirism, you know, every month you have that gift of life. And you just need to realize that that's a very powerful gift, and there are very few men that are really worthy of it. And so use your body as a temple, as it is. A very sacred temple that's very special.
I agree with Gentry. Marie,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you your eyes are spinning like pinwheels at this point. You didn't hear one goddamn word she said. You're not making any sense of this at all.
She's
but
finding
look,
a way.
Here's the deal. No orgasm through intercourse for now. Fine. Maybe orgasm through oral sex. You'll enjoy that. Orgasm possibly through a little masturbatorial action
or
in
toys.
The bathtub.
In the tub.
And even if you don't have the big O, you can still enjoy yourself, much like me receiving a lap dance. No orgasm, erection, good time. Right? Right. All right.
Donuts.
What is it? What is it about a lot of our callers that just, they don't have an accent, but they're still not from this country? I'm convinced. Or this planet.
I think that's more the issue.
And I don't think that ever changes.
In their life, you mean?
No.
Or amongst our callers?
No, in their life.
No, I'm not following you.
I'm saying they go through their entire life.
Yeah.
Just, they're the person who's why the line is so long at the car rental place at the airport, because they're manning the computer.
They're also the person
having a little difficulty
driving the fast lane in front of you.
Yes, at 44 miles an hour. Yes, yes. All right. Gentry and Dieter are both here tonight. They're both vampresses, talking about the Wiccan religion and vampirism and all that good kinky stuff. And we'll be right back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. It's early June, and you know what that means. Vampire time here on
Every day is Halloween, though. Every day is Halloween for a vampire.
I don't think too much about this show when I'm not here.
What happens on Halloween?
On Halloween is when it's Halloween.
So no special Halloween ritual or anything?
Well, it depends on what you're... For people who are vampiric and goth, every day is Halloween for them. It's all a ritual. It's getting up and, you know, having erotic, vampiric foreplay sex or whatever, dressing up, the makeup, the whole mystique of being who you want to be. I mean, it's like, it's a romantic.
If you feel like a beast that day, but, you dress like a beast.
I'm really curious about this. For me, dressing up, or even if I were to dress up like, you know, as a cowboy or something, mm-hmm. or if I were to dress up just as me, mm-hmm. I don't go erotic. You know what I mean? My head doesn't go that direction with
well,
it.
Well, too bad for you.
But yeah. You know what I mean?
Now, if I was a cowboy, I'd be taking those boys in the back and I'd be doing...
Is every... Ooh, watch the S-word
right there.
Ooh,
bleep.
Is it just that everything is sexual for you guys? Everything?
For me?
Yeah. So it's sort of generalized. Hard to compartmentalize yourself.
Sensual.
Yeah.
Sensual.
Okay.
It's more sensual than sexualized. Because usually when you're sexualized so across the board, it's because you've been molested very young.
True.
So you're sexualized very young.
Right.
And so when you're sexualized at a very young age, everything becomes sexy.
That's true.
You're playing with a dog and it's sexual.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times people who do get into S&M, bondage, vampirism, anything that's considered deviant by the, and I'm going to say this, I don't mean to be rude because I love Hillary Newsom who runs the Gap, but any Gap-wearing person who wants to feel special can feel special. You can feel like a vampire if you want to. Go ahead. You felt like being a doctor, and that's what you became.
Right, right.
You know, I feel like being a rock star, and I'd really like to be. Adam felt like becoming a comedian.
His
whatever.
Dad made him be a doctor.
Much more mundane than that.
Yeah, his dad put a lot of pressure on him.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, see, that's abusive to me.
A lot of anger.
Abusive to me.
A lot of anger.
What, really?
A lot of anger, yeah.
Do you want to bite Adam over that anger you had over your father? Okay, wait, I'm seriously, like, you know, sometimes, you know, dad makes you really angry, and so you feel like, you know,
spanking.
I'm just gonna.
No,
I mean, I see the look on your face right now.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
It looks like a spanker's look.
Yeah, it's.
You're all red now too, so I must be right.
That's the frames. That's his frames.
You've seen that look on me before, Adam. When I'm coming after you.
Yeah. All right. Now listen. Relax here, ladies.
But it's very curious. Very, very curious. And can I keep asking a couple questions?
Yeah. Go ahead.
You've differentiated sexual and sensual, and I just would like to be curious what that difference is for you, sexual and sensual.
Well, sensual is of the senses, and sex is a sensation. Yes. But sex is, to me, above and beyond the senses. I think that's what vampirism is about. It's the concept of someone is... Now, I got to the point where my vampiric tendencies did get very detrimental because of my upbringing. Because I was...
So you were acting out through that?
Yes, sometimes.
Were you molested?
It was more than that. It was more, you know, I have quite an interesting background that isn't like normal people's.
Occult stuff or ritualistic abuse?
No, mafia.
Oh, you know, my goodness.
So there you go. And that's the most mainstream thing there is. And here's the myth about the mafia, is there are no Italian people in it.
Huh.
So here's the myth about vampires, is that it has to be that Bram Stoker, basically rip-off of Valentino with the big black cape, when in actuality, there are vampiric tales from India, dating back from the 5th and 6th century. There's all of the Anne Rice Egyptology that goes along with it, the Rosicrucians, and Akhenaten bringing his beliefs.
Let me ask some questions. I'm getting too good at education here.
I'm sorry.
What are you guys? That's fine. Bruce,
it's hard to be immortal.
That's Drew's fault. What? Here's my thing with any of the looks, you know, or any of the lifestyles, whether it's that rockabilly, you know, those poor rockabilly guys or it's the goth guys, or it's the vampire guys, or girls, whatever. It's too much goddamn work.
Don't you just
want to get up, go to the market, get a pack of smokes, and go back to the house, and you got to put a cape on?
No.
I mean,
no.
How does that work?
Because Dollface, I like being bled and having you, you know, jump on me with your masculinity and bite my neck.
Right.
And pull.
But how do you go to the market?
I love to go to the market.
I used to have my, have to have my full gear, and I wouldn't even go out to the 7-Eleven to get my morning cup of coffee.
That's what I'm saying.
Unless I was all dressed. So now, you know, being in LA, which is different than being in Chicago, because every day is Halloween in Chicago.
Right.
You know, you're going into, like, you know, the Vons, and I'm like still in black, and I'm looking around, and then here comes the goths and the vampires, and I love it because I've been up all night partying.
Yes.
You know, and everybody's looking, and I still think, oh, this is L.A. Oh, that's why we named our band, O.L.A.
O.L.A.
So can you go out? I mean, can you put on sweatpants and a making bacon t-shirt?
Black, just like the,
black sweatpants.
Gotta be black. Gotta be
black sweatpants, black shirt.
Aren't you scared you're going to get hit by a car at night?
I almost got hit by a car today in Trader Joe's in the middle of the day in my white outfit. I mean, that's irrelevant.
I'm just saying, you should. Here's what I'm saying. When I'm in charge, Drew, all the goths and the vampires will be forced to wear those Caltrans-type reflective vests. Okay, I know it looks a little geeky. It might hurt the goth look and vibe, but I'm for the safety of the goth kids.
You're just looking out for them.
Crossing streets at night, black nail polish,
black
hair.
Well, they wear the neon glow, you know, skulls around their neck.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, there's little neon glow stuff that when you're in the club, so you can see each other. You're not seeing each other. You're just getting caught.
I didn't say this on the air, but I clipped Marilyn Manson on the ride home just about 3 weeks ago.
I didn't say anything.
What's the lawsuit going? But he is up by my place. Jessica?
Hi.
You're 17?
You bet.
What's up?
Hi, I got a question for the vampresses.
Here they is.
Yes. I was sort of wondering, you know, like, when you get to biting people and, you know, for the sensuality and stuff like that, what do you do about, like, HIV, and do you do any sort of screening before they... I'm sorry, I have a horrible speech impediment, but...
No, not at all. You have a very good question. As with all sex, you need to make sure that you're safe. I'm from San Francisco, so I just grew up dealing with, you go on a date, if you like the boy, you guys get tested, and then if he's okay, then you do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm old-fashioned that way, too. So you get tested. Is there a dental dam? Is there anything you can use?
Do you use a dental dam?
No, I don't.
Really? Why would I? Because you... I think I'm going to, you know...
Yeah, go ahead.
...refer to you. I think that you can get AIDS through saliva and... semen and blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fluid. See, what you don't seem to understand is that the fluid...
But hold on
...and the bite... Wait, the bite symbolized and metaphor sex in 1885. Because in 1885, you couldn't have someone saying, I'm this very powerful man sticking my into your... You had to say, I am sticking my bite teeth into your neck, and the fluid is being exchanged. Because, I'm sorry, but, you know, the Bronte sisters were writing back then. It wasn't like there was a lot of hardcore porno on the TV.
Wait, hold on.
The bite is the sex.
Let's focus.
It's very true.
Focus, my dark sisters, for just one second here. What I'm saying is actual coming in contact with the actual blood is probably have a higher chance of getting one of these blood-borne diseases than you would by going down on somebody, for instance. And I don't know. Maybe
is
I'm wrong.
True?
Drew,
that
what about?
True?
I don't know. It's been studied, but makes sense to me that you might have...
I think it's very scary because I witnessed, as well with a lot of other people, this actively happening. And it scared me because it's like with people that... you know, that I had barely known.
Yeah.
And any partners that I've engaged that with definitely showed up with their, you know, AIDS-free cards at my door.
So that's what you do.
Yes.
You have to.
All right.
So who
you
drinks?
Have to.
Do you guys drink blood? Do you drink blood?
I have, yes.
How is that? A little salty? What's better?
I will tell you, though, I didn't believe it was true, that drinking blood, different types of blood, just one experience that I actually know.
Right.
That, oh my gosh, there was a definite chemical change in my body.
Really?
The next morning I was like, whoa. And then we wrote our song, Sharpening Veins.
Listen, you're plugging, right?
No, not at all. I'm serious.
Okay, here's what I do. I take, I start this every morning. I do a little wheatgrass shot, then I take some semen and blood, mix that together, and I do like a urine floater, it's called. I drop it in there in
what
a shot glass.
The Adam Special?
Yeah. It's, I gotta
we'll think,
I gotta
of,
think
a
of a name for it.
Yeah, we'll think of it.
Yeah.
The Adam Bomb.
Yeah, the Adam Bomb would be good, yeah. That's where you would drop the urine floater into it. Sure, you know, it's good. It's hearty.
Nice.
All right. So drinking blood's probably not too bad. If the blood's clean, it's good for you, right?
I don't know, good for you.
Well, why not? Why wouldn't it
well,
be?
I was thinking about this. When you get a gastrointestinal bleed, right, your own esophagus starts bleeding in blood and bleeds out a couple cups.
Mm-hmm.
Just goes right through. It doesn't get absorbed.
Oh, it doesn't get absorbed.
Wow, it goes right out the other end.
So maybe the blood doesn't get absorbed when you drink it.
I don't know.
I think it does. I think as with just like cigarette smoking or drinking alcohol.
No, you get
the senses. It feels there's something that happens. I don't know if it's energy matter. There is definitely a chemical change that happens, and that's why people
become get diarrhea.
Well, I don't know. I have never experienced that.
But hold on. I mean, to be fair, you got to be a little nuts to experience the change, right?
Wait, I mean, to drink it in the first place? Or
you got
to
be a little nuts to drink it in the first place, but to experience the sort of cosmic energy matter change, you got to be tuned into that. You got to be a little crazy.
Well, what about tantric sex?
That's what I'm saying.
Taoist sex. That's.
I'm not into that. That's all. Please. I just want to beat off a nap.
Oh, my God.
At least
isn't there anything? Any room? Do you guys sleep in a coffin, or what do you do?
No, I sleep in a beautiful king-size bed.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
But it's not even coffin. Doesn't have, like, a coffin shape to it or anything?
No.
No red quilted comforter or nothing like that? No?
On my downstairs bed boudoir, I have a...
Well,
you guys should have a coffin, that's
I just knew, but my bed had skulls on the posts.
Cool.
You know, and all, like, you know, everything that had to do with, you know, that culture. Because I buy all my stuff over at Necromance, and it's all funerary and death and vampire and all this, and bottled bats and, you know, insects and skulls and, and you know, bones and...
And the
what
death pictures
that?
That you said.
I love that.
Interesting, she loves that.
Yeah,
I love it. It's erotic to me.
But erotic again.
It's drawn to death. Death is erotic for her. I mean, the French consider the orgasm le petit mort, the little death.
Mm-hmm.
So I think... For Dita, I mean, Dita's a very special and unique person. As an artist, I mean, she's very open and loving, and no matter what's happened to her in her life, she always trusts, she always loves, to the point where she will allow someone to bleed love into her, or she will bleed love into them. And we're shedding a lot of blood on this earth, and I'd rather shed it for love than for what we're shedding it for, which is nothing.
All right. Okay. Well, listen, you got to shed some blood so you can keep the country free so that people
have
can
children.
Open these shops with the fake bones and stuff in it. Right?
They're real bones.
Oh, okay. All right.
Real human remains.
But listen, don't take this the wrong way, but why don't you kill yourself?
I've already died. I went over there, so know what it is.
All right. Oh, you did you?
Yeah.
Did you do that?
I had a near-death experience.
And then you came back?
Well, we'll talk about
that's
good.
No, seriously.
Both had
near-death?
Yes.
I have. My mother
dead
has
dead 3.5 minutes.
Okay, that's good.
That's good.
Thanks. I want to hear more about
that. No, I'm glad you're back, but I want to hear about
thank you so much.
I want to hear about the near-death experience.
Indeed.
All right. After this. Hey, buddy, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Gentry and Dita are both here tonight. They're both vampiresses and into a little bloodletting, a little blood drinking.
Blood sport.
Kinky sex. We're learning all about this. And when we left off, we're going to talk to these two about their near-death experience. Or death experience. Isn't it a death experience if you're dead? And when are you dead?
You're dead when you don't come back.
Oh, that means you're dead?
Yeah.
All right. So near death means you almost didn't come back.
Right.
But clinically, heart stopping, is that when we start the clock?
That's when you start
when
the
your
clock.
When your heart stops?
People, I think really what they're talking about is no blood pressure.
Oh, is that what they mean?
Yeah.
Because they'll stop your heart if they're doing some certain kinds of surgeries and things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you'll still have blood pressure because they'll give you blood pressure. Is that what happens?
Bypass. They'll put you on a bypass.
I see. So you had, Dita, you had no blood pressure?
I don't know. I took a drug. I was on tour in a previous band and was taking a drug called Lasix. To stay as skinny as possible for the image, and I didn't realize that it was cleaning all the potassium electrolytes out of my body. So for 30 days, I was taking 20 milligrams of Lasix a day, only to become surely exhausted and have a cardiac arrest. And for 3.5 minutes, I was dead. thank God I was revived by a person in the room and then sent to the emergency room. But my experience was just a very androgynous, beautiful being taking me to like a shopping mall was like with all these people, telling me that I was dead. Didn't want to believe it and wanted to go back. This thing I felt was sorrow and grief to go back and say goodbye to everybody. Right. I felt joy and peace and love in that room. I mean, like there was these feelings that were just like, there was no fear, there was no pain, there was no depression, there was no anxiety, there was no wonder. It was just like the highest high I'd ever had. The greatest peace, the greatest love. But then on the other side, there was like, oh, I got to go back and say goodbye. Then I'll come back. But that didn't work.
I see.
It just took me, and I went through this tunnel of trails, and it was throwing these symbols at me, and then I just watched myself fly back into my body. And that main symbol that left me is the symbol of the 13 heavens. And the only person that I ever saw have that symbol, I found it in an old book of signs throughout the centuries. Bjork has tattooed on her arm. That's right. It's from a French calendar, the 13 sides of the heavens.
Bjork is like 10 kinds of nuts, right?
Bjork genius, is brilliant. I would say. 10 kinds of genius.
Hey, I want her fairies to come and speak to me.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Who's got the fairies? That's Tori Amos.
Yeah. She's got them too?
That's what she's saying. She's had a kid, remember?
Oh, yeah.
She's going to go kick crap
pigs
out of
the kid ate the fairies. But I didn't know Bjork had fairies. I thought only Tori Amos had fairies.
She came
I
here.
Believe.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. But, Bjork had a battery pack on.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Dynamite lady, though. All right, so you're dead. Your heart stopped for 3 minutes.
Three and a half.
And who brought you back?
My roommate. She was punching my chest. Actually, one of my roommates in my face.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I watched myself come back into my body, and I'm watching her on top of me. I was like, are we having fun? I didn't know. And I was like, getting beat, you know. But thank God she saved my life, so.
Drew, you want to poke holes in this? Or
no, I want to hear what the other story was.
Gentry, what about your near-death experience?
My story was very different. I was on Fen-Phen, the most evil drug in the world.
Wow.
And I just want to say one statistic just because it's kind of my pet peeve, that more people are dying right now from eating disorders than alcohol and drug abuse combined.
Well, what about secondhand smoke?
Secondhand smoke's a bad one, too. But
yeah,
I think this country...
it's a first-rate killer.
But wait a minute. This country right now is saying don't support terrorism by not buying drugs. If you don't want to support terrorism, don't buy gas.
Right.
Because Saddam Hussein didn't say, oh, there's no hash going out of the country for 6 weeks. He said there's no gas going out of the country for 6 weeks.
No, I'm with you.
So for me, with the Fen-Phen,
right.
Okay, and also, there's also Columbine, where they were giving kids antipsychotics after probably, 15 minutes of sitting with them. I think that this drug, and I know it's been proven, will throw you into a major depression after about a year of using it. It was great. It got me skinny. All girls want to be skinny, especially in Hollywood. Unfortunately, it threw me into an incredible depression. And I had a suicide attempt. My father had also passed away from cancer after a 3.5-year battle. And I had no support system. I wasn't doing any talk therapy, which I would recommend to anyone who's dealing with anything where they don't feel right.
How'd you try to kill yourself?
I took so many pills and so much alcohol.
Which kind?
I took Vicodin.
Yeah.
Vicodin.
Right.
I have a friend whose dad's a very famous baby doctor.
So what happened?
We had lots of Vicodin in the house.
All right, listen, don't.
And so
don't
what basically
so
what
much.
Happened?
Get to the death.
The death was, in essence, I had left my body and the heart stopped. But unfortunately, I had that ridiculous incident of I didn't have the heaven experience. I had.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Hell or
I don't
purgatory?
Even want to. I almost don't even want to talk about it on the air.
Oh, let's hear it.
It's so strange. You naughty. It was more like a.
Going to my mom's house?
Yeah. I bet it was, Adam. I bet it was almost like going to
your
mom. It was like
no.
Your mom was pulling my left arm going, you're coming with me and being like Adam and going to hell. And then there was this other person on the other side.
That's exactly what she sounds like.
There's
her voice. Yeah.
She has that. That's why you're always giving them.
Well, so do you believe this is because you attempted to take your own life?
Believe what? At this point...
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what I believe. There's something out there that's believing something for me. And this experience was so overwhelming to me.
Hold on. I got to talk to Drew for a second.
Drew, okay.
What is she talking about?
I'm trying to follow.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. She's talking about something that she's never shared with anybody, but me
Christ,
and one other person.
Hold on. You guys can hear me?
All these people that are hearing
it's
it right now. And this is very sensitive to me because... I have karma with her that came from that plane. When she did that suicide attempt, I didn't even know her. And there was a song that came to me about this situation. And I end up meeting her 4 years later and talk about it with her. So this
and
is
she's
very
written
serious.
The same, and she's written the same lyrics.
And I'm going to tell you
in
something.
My poetry,
hold on,
especially
hold on.
With the gothic and vampire people, there is a very side to them that is not accepted in society. And now the Midwest is just coming up, oh, we want to listen to Marilyn Manson and we want to be gothic and vampiric. They don't really know. But the vampire culture, seriously, is composed of artists, intellectuals.
Hold on a second. Oh, listen, you guys are all over the goddamn vampire map here.
We are.
Just calm down for a second.
We'll be right back.
We got to take a break. But the question that I'm asking is that you, Gentry, had a bad near-death
experience,
right?
I had a very bad
Indeed,
experience.
Indeed, I had a good one.
Yes, because...
Right. Now, hold on. Quiet down. I'm wondering if it's because you attempted to take your own life that it was a bad one. We don't know. We can speculate. We can take a break. We come back. We'll get to the bottom of it real fast, then we'll take a bunch of calls.
All right?
After this. Buddy, that sounded good. Love Line, I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Gentry and Dieter are both here, both vampiresses. And they drink some blood. They got the look. They look like it. Never seen so much makeup for radio. They got themselves a band. Like, the Groovy Ghoulies?
No, it's OLA, Our Lady of Angels.
That's right. And where can we find you guys? We see
Tangiers at the Tequila Mockingbird Sundays. And Tangiers is right across from the Derby in Los Feliz.
And tomorrow night will be a very small special appearance at Highland Grounds.
Yeah.
And you can find us on the web at www.mp3.com/OLA.
I got to start making the scene, Drew. That's going to be
good. Come out
with us.
I'm going to tell you something. Naked pool parties, chicks, and a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come with us.
I got to make that scene. That's what I got to do, Drew. This is my song, by the way, as I'm making the scene.
And drinking your Adam Bomb.
Close your eyes and picture me. I enter the club. All heads fixate on me. Jacket slung over the shoulder.
What jacket? No, wait a minute.
Bouncing in slow motion.
I'm seeing.
Cape slung over the shoulder. Casually. Wrap around shades. But I'm bouncing in slow motion. Stiff breeze in my hair.
Bang gently exposed in the lower lip.
That's right. Just a trickle of blood on the corner of my lip. Shark skin boots. And I'm making my way through the club.
So basically,
like
you're wearing a cape and shark skin boots.
That's right.
You are going to get a lot of
ladies,
action.
That's right. Well, in fact, Gentry, I would think you'd agree. You might hear this following song when Adam makes his entry.
Well, see, this is not my song. I don't know why people confuse this with my song.
It depends on how he's swinging, but I would say this would be good.
All right. So, then I'm not going to start singing or crying. I will cry. You know, if I'm in the right mood, if I'm feeling melancholy and I hear the theme to Taboo 2, I will cry. All right, so when we left off, Gentry was, had a near-death experience and had a bad experience.
Very bad.
What happened?
Well?
Took the pills, OD'd.
Took the pills.
And then what?
What did you
decided
experience?
I just didn't want to do it anymore. Too much sadness in the world.
What did you experience?
We got that part.
I experienced
took the pills.
The concept of hell. For the first time.
What was it?
It was really... And it's very odd for me because I don't know if the near-death experience is the flash of lights as your brain is shutting down and that's why you see the tunnel and this and that. But I did... My father passed away from cancer and I did see this aspect of him passing through life and having people come. So when I had my near-death experience, there were definitely people there and it felt as if... Someone had said, you cannot take her. She's coming with me. And the only thing I really remember was someone saying, this will be a kinder, gentler Gentry, which I thought was very odd. And then I came out of it and had no recollection, but I was gone for a long time.
What's bad about that, though?
I think the thing that was bad was the fact that there was literally hell on my left side and heaven on my right, and hell almost got me, but someone intervened and said no.
What's a hell, though, for a vampire? That's easy. I mean, that's nothing. You could do that standing on your head.
Hell is going to the supermarket and
that's
you
right.
can't find any black eyeliner.
Do you guys... Yeah, I mean, you think that might be your hell?
That's my
yeah,
hell.
Yeah, really, hell is not finding somebody that can bite me really well.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's your
but
hell.
That's kind of the way it is for all of us. For me,
or
the
I
hell...
I can't find my sunglasses because I do... I believe this. Both of us...
We have very sensitive
very
eyes.
Sensitive eyes.
Right.
And then I cannot go out. I have a hard time with that light right now.
Right. Well, it's because you're high.
No, no,
not high.
Oh, okay.
It's just we have very light
yellow,
green eyes.
I find that a very nasty accusation that you would assume that I'm sitting here high.
No, I just meant in general. I didn't mean now. You wouldn't get
high on life.
Show high on life.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk to Sarah, who's 18. Sarah.
Yeah.
What's up?
I've been dating this guy for a while, and we get along pretty well, but he just annoys me to no end, and. Yeah. I hate him, but I can't break up with him because...
Why?
Yeah.
Well, because we have this awesome sex together.
Yeah.
And I can't bring myself to, like, break up with him.
And what's so annoying about him when you're not having sex?
Oh, I don't know. Just little things, everything. I don't know.
Hold on
a second. I'm going to ask one more time there, sir. What annoys you about him?
I don't know.
Yeah, pow! Ah, good. Kiss my ass. Who cares? Listen, I don't want to do a goddamn show where I ask people questions and they answer with, I don't know. You have a question. This guy annoys me. What? Little things. Everything. What? Why does he annoy you? I don't know. Good. You don't know? Neither do we.
Well,
good.
Have fun.
Screw it. I'm not talking about her anymore.
The fact
who cares?
That he is able to give her
Amanda?
An arousal experience.
Yes. Yeah. You're 16?
Yes.
Oh, Drew, who cares? Sarah sounded like a big pain in the ass. She was one of these good-looking chicks in high school.
And a lot of trains are going to come through the station, Sarah, so you just board whichever one you want to get on.
That's right. That's right. All right. Amanda?
Yes?
You're 16. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I started doing role play on the internet, and my character is like a vampire.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. Are you having fun?
Yeah, and I'm also a retired Wicca.
Retired.
Okay.
So retired Wicca or retired?
Retired. You know, kind of Wicca. Like I'm a retired priest. I've given up child molesting.
Right.
What is a retired Wicca?
I stopped being a Wicca.
She just stopped doing spells.
You get a bronze broom. They give you a little 401k to send you on your way.
A little gold watch that tells time in all kinds of dimensions.
When were you, what years were you a Wiccan?
I think last year.
Last year.
Retired at 15.
She hung it up. And what about, how do you practice as a Wiccan? Do you have to do something every day?
I wasn't a really strong Wicca. I did, like, a couple spells to protect my house.
Right.
Okay. And my family and stuff.
Okay, that's good. And did it work?
Yeah, it actually did.
Right. Okay.
And the role play on the internet?
Yeah.
Like my character is like a vampire, you know, and I've been seeing myself slipping my role a lot, and I've been starting like this.
Hold on, what have you been doing a lot?
What?
Like slipping my role in my character, you know.
Slipping
it?
Yeah, slipping into it. Like I find myself sometimes a day that I'm slipping into being a vampire.
Yes, yes.
Is that how you started?
I even found myself biting at my wrist sometimes.
What, mm-hmm. You mean when mm-hmm. you're not on the internet,
yes.
You're sliding into this?
Yes.
Your mind is a very, very powerful thing.
This happens.
If your mind says you need Prozac, you need Prozac. If your mind says that you're going to be fat, you're going to be fat. Your mind needs to tell you what you want your mind to tell you. So if you're starting to chew at your wrists and not liking it, then you need to just stop doing that and tell your mind to stop doing that.
Gentry, exactly. Your mind needs to tell you how to finish those goddamn stories. You get rolling and then your mind doesn't give you the punchline.
Yeah. That was the punchline.
That
she
happens
got
to
it.
Drew all the time. He starts talking about something that his mind doesn't finish it for him.
It's tough when you're intelligent.
No, I know. Hey.
I know you wouldn't know, but it's
curse.
Tough.
It's
he's a doctor.
Curse.
What are you going to do?
He's mad at his dad. Amanda?
Yes?
But he's still
All right. So, look, what's wrong with you? Can't you get some therapy? I mean, really, you're going to screw yourself up. This is not a good life. This
have you found anybody?
Life.
Have you found anybody offline that you can do your role playing with?
Offline?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have, like, several friends going at it with me.
Well, that's cool. Why aren't you biting their wrists?
can't you just study hard?
I'm like looking like a source for fun things so I can actually be more into my role, you know, because I really like this thing.
Yeah. Well, then you know what? If it's positive and it's making you feel good, then you go for it, baby.
Practice safely, though, please.
Yeah.
What about that later?
You will. You're smart.
I think, though, if you're going to experiment with, you know, any kind of
instrument.
Right.
For cutting, it needs to be sterile.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be clean. You can do that with boiling water, alcohol.
Alcohol.
That doesn't, none of that kills HIV or hepatitis
C.
Alcohol
doesn't?
They need their AIDS cards.
No, you need glutaraldehyde.
I could kill some HIV with some alcohol.
No.
A little brandy I could kill it with.
What about bleach? Isn't there a bleaching?
Might
Cause
be okay.
Then what about all the bleach needles they're handing out?
Bleaching is
okay. I mean,
but there's debate about that, frankly, but it's probably okay.
Well, isn't there a debate on condoms actually stopping the AIDS virus as well, because the AIDS virus is small enough to get through the pores of the condoms?
You know, what that debate revolves around is people basically wanting young people not to have sex.
Because which is never going to happen.
Because the fact is, because the latex barrier is not a perfect barrier, it should be abandoned. Well, yeah, it's a risk reduction.
Mm-hmm.
It reduces
okay.
the risk.
I see.
All right. I'd like to,
Amanda, no, that's enough out of you.
No, I just want to take a shout out to my friend.
Yeah, go ahead. Give your shout out. I'll see you in junior college, baby. Please. Oh, my God. If my kid gets into this
Where'd
crap.
Where'd you go to school? Where'd you go to university?
Christ, I'll freeze him.
Where did you go to university?
I won't kill him, but I'll freeze him.
Why? Why freeze?
I don't want to do time. I believe I would do more time if I actually put a bullet in their head. I think if I just freeze them, I can just claim some kind of Disney-esque insanity.
Yeah, yeah,
or something.
Right.
Oh, if my kid starts with the biting and the wick, I'll just put her on a block of ice. I'll dump liquid nitrogen on her.
But you can't do that, because that's going to make her, once she thaws out, even more into it. Because that's what my parents did to me. They tried to lock me up. If you don't get a 4.0, you're going to be locked up.
My friends will come over and go like, hey, where'd you get that witch ice sculpture? I'll go, no, that's my daughter.
I wish she was Wicca.
She's starting to thaw.
They can say Buddha.
I'll freeze them until we have the technology or enough money for enough therapy to straighten this thing out. I can't. I know it's a lifestyle for you guys. I can't have my kid biting.
You bite. You just said you know that the women like a little bite. You are
ladies,
such a little hypocrite.
That's called a love nibble. I give them what they want.
It's a love nibble the way you'd give it to me.
Yeah.
It is. No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going
nuts. It would be a love nibble for me, because I would want you to be feel comfortable with your animalistic tendencies and how deep you're going to go with me.
Yeah, I'm
just
a tiger.
Like I would,
I'm a tiger.
Just like I would if you weren't biting me but doing something else.
Right.
Because I'm a very little girl.
Damn.
And yeah. I might have to be like right. Adam. Yeah. Adam, you're a little too ferocious. I mean, you seem to be saying that the sex that we're having is different than the sex that you're having.
Well, hold on,
but it's really not, because you just said that you were doing the little licky-licky with the red wings with the girl with the bleeding.
I don't want to cut you off, but I beat off earlier tonight, so...
You did,
this
so did
work.
I.
It's not working. It's what I'm saying is I was in New York for a week without porn.
Without?
Oh, without no. porn? What kind of hotel did you stay in?
I know. And
you
I got home to my porn collection, and I went nuts on myself about an hour and a half ago. So I'd like to engage in this conversation more, but it's like I just ate, you know, and we're talking about food. You
yeah,
know,
I
it's
hear
like,
you. I hear you. I mean, that's I how mean, this
not,
all
not
started.
Not that I wouldn't do horrible things to your neck.
And I would appreciate it.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm known to urinate a little blood every once in a while, too, right, Drew?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No pee-pee poo-poo stuff. Oh. Yuck.
Oh, okay. I thought that was turning your guys on. No
not
blood
me.
In the urine? No?
Blood must come out of the flesh, I guess.
It's got to come out of the flesh?
Defecation is not.
Isn't blood blood?
Blood's blood.
How yeah. about a little in the semen, a little Thousand Island for you? No?
No.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I give you a nice neck biting, though.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Thing. Yeah.
And that's good.
Mining.
You've got a little vampire in you.
I did a little neck mining. Then,
why is blood no good in the semen? Blood's blood.
Yeah, blood's blood. Semen's good. Blood's good, right?
For me, it's
a little weird.
No.
No. You don't like the semen? You like the blood.
I'm not going to say what I want to say because I can't use the sentence, I love semen. I mean, that's ridiculous. No,
airmen.
I went to college. No. No. But...
You're starting to spin
I do
out
love
there,
men.
Jeffrey. You like men?
Yeah.
You like women too, though, right?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys ever hooked up?
No.
One night when we were drunk,
partners.
I'll admit it. Okay.
You
no, it's not true.
No,
it isn't true. Partner. We're just business.
She's not my type.
Oh, okay.
I'm not your... You know?
Jake?
Sorry.
Jake, you're 28.
Yep.
What's up?
I got this little spanking fantasy, and I can't seem to get it out of my head, man.
Right.
Well, then
can't seem to get it satisfied, you know?
Do you want to be spanked, or you want to do the spanking?
Oh, I'd like it to be done to me.
And why can't you get someone to do that
to you? Well, it's kind of... Some people think it's kind of weird.
Your current girlfriend, or...?
I don't have a current one, but this is what happened to me in high school.
You're gay.
No, not at all.
Really?
What happened in high school?
Well, this very beautiful teacher, every year on my birthday, I walk in the room, and she's like, happy birthday, you want a spanking? And, of course, I'm acting cool, like, no way, I'm in high school, you know? But she's very sexy, and she made it sound very fun. And here I am now, and I can't get it out of my mind, and I kind of want her to do it, or else at least the teacher figure type of thing, you know?
28 years old.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to give you, Jake.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to give you, like, three options here.
Yeah.
A, bogus call.
Hell no.
B, mild form of retardation.
Or physical disability, maybe.
Or maybe physical. Were you dropped? Do you have any trauma to the head?
I'm disabled, but I'm not stupid.
What do you have?
CP.
Cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
All right. What's that do, Drew?
Motor.
Motor stuff?
Yeah.
Does it screw with your mind at all?
Usually not, no.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Hey, Jake.
Yeah, man.
Sorry about that there, buddy.
Go find someone to spank you.
Yeah, you can find someone to spank you.
Miss Kitty's Parlor on Friday night.
But listen, he's calling from Chicago.
But check this out.
Oh, well, you want to go to the Metro.
Wait a minute.
Go to the Metro.
See
you tomorrow on the House of Wax.
Go to the
Chicago.
Vortex. You'll get spanked there.
Hold on. Let me ask you this, though.
Yeah, man.
What about when a guy comes in with those crazy forearm crutches? No one's going to beat him. You know what I mean? They're going to be like, oh, come on, man.
Dude,
the guy
I'm
can
not,
barely move.
I'm not on crutches, man.
Oh, really?
No.
So you're all right? You can
get
around?
There's different...
Degrees.
I know, but I always go. I always
degrees of CP, man.
I always go to the worst of everything.
You mean stick with the spanking, not with the CP.
I'm not in a wheelchair, and I'm not, you know, not on crutches.
Good. You get along okay?
I get along real well.
So people would be willing to beat you?
Oh hell yeah! But get this.
Okay, you count yourself amongst the lucky.
Check this out. I was wondering.
Yeah.
Junior high, I had this one teacher who did slap me, but it wasn't for my pleasure. Personal pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
It was because she was annoyed that I couldn't walk as fast as she wanted me to. And then I'm kind of wondering, I know I didn't like that, but is it possible for me to be traumatized by that event?
Nah.
Not likely.
And what was the teacher in high school that gave you a spanking on your birthday?
Oh, no, hell no. She didn't do it. She just joked about it.
He's preoccupied with the fact that he didn't get the spanking.
Okay, wait a second. I know he has this cerebral palsy, but...
Something else, too.
Give me a little something going on upstairs, right?
Yeah.
A little something?
Yeah.
Well, he can get spanked in Chicago.
Well, this guy's...
Yeah, great town for spanking. No matter what's going on with him, he deserves to get what he wants. So
yeah.
Let's give it to him.
The guy's 28 years old. He sounds like he has...
Yeah, it's time for a spanking.
Some impairment.
Yeah.
Jake?
Yeah, man?
Are you able to work?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you do?
I'm a paraprofessional. Substitute.
Okay.
Work with children, you know? I love
kids. Okay. You love kids.
All right. Yeah, and don't get any weird ideas. I don't hurt kids.
No, of course not. Wouldn't think you did.
Not at all.
All right. All right, Jake.
I just want to know if this thing is healthy.
Well, if you're into it, you're into it. And if you're not hurting anybody, that's fine.
We're more concerned with the fact that you preoccupied for years over a non-existent relationship. That's what's troubling us.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I talked to this woman last night, and I told her I have to tell her some stuff because I am in love with her. It's not just a spanking. She's a wonderful woman.
She's going to freak out.
This is a school teacher?
Hell yeah.
I don't even know if it's appropriate, honestly, for that teacher to be saying, it's your birthday, let's give you a spanking. Personally, for me,
it was 12 years ago.
She was kidding around.
It was 12 years ago.
It still doesn't matter. I personally don't think it's appropriate.
I agree.
We don't want statutory rape to be something that we condone.
All right, but let's not, hold on. Don't fixate on this because it's neither here nor there at this point.
But it is to him.
12 years ago.
Because he's nuts.
Because he's calling into your show wanting a spanking. He's not nuts, baby. You're the one that sits here night after night listening to the calls.
He's preoccupied
I've listened to you. I've questioned whether you're nuts, man.
Exactly. You sit here every night with people calling in asking you for advice. How can they be the ones that are nuts when you're the one sitting here every night
waiting for their calls.
You're the experts. I want your help, you know?
Yeah, man. I dig it.
Wait a minute. Drew, you have sick patients coming in day after day?
I must be
How
sick.
How can you not be the one who's sick?
Oh, my therapist.
You who fixes...
You're not helping.
Wait a minute. Let's
apply this to many different things. No, let's apply this to reality.
What about automotive things?
If you're going, if you're a crappy mechanic and you want to come in
but
and,
how can
and
your
say,
car
hey,
not be broken? If you fix other people's cars, your car must be broken.
Usually that's
no,
the
that's
case.
Not the issue.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Mechanics don't
How else can you
cars?
Fix a car if your car wasn't broken?
That's not the issue.
We'll see
the
his car's is broken.
The issue is if you're not here to actually answer his question about spanking, then why be here at all?
Well,
I mean, because really, that's your job. You're here, as he just said,
our concern
as experts.
Is not,
no, listen.
First
know,
off, I mean, it's entertainment, yes. But
no, listen.
Honestly,
my job's
Adam,
whatever I decided is. So don't worry about that. This kid
it's
is
whatever you decided is.
Absolutely.
What if everybody stops listening? Then they're going to decide, and you're going to be flipping burgers.
You. Check this out.
Everyone seems to be worried about
me. With the crickets.
Should not worry about me, anybody. Please.
Right, I'm worried about Jake and his 12-year obsession.
I'm worried about Jake, too.
All right,
I'm not worried about
Jake. Obsession
be quiet
with a,
for a minute and let him finish Jake off.
12-year obsession with a high school teacher. Have you ever had a girlfriend, Jake?
A little bit. Just for a little while.
Okay,
I've had problems with them not treating me the greatest.
Translation.
No girlfriend.
But hey.
No girlfriend. Why haven't you had a girlfriend?
I guess I have a problem with commitment because they've always treated me.
The commitment is...
I have a thing about older women because of the maturity factor.
Jake, stop.
Jake, you're all over the map.
Yeah.
Are you in any therapy?
I go to counseling, because I'm depressed, too.
Are you on medication?
I take Zoloft, but I'm all out of it.
All right. How often are you going into counseling?
Oh, God. Every 2 weeks.
All right.
Okay.
Heat that up a little bit. Go in and talk about this preoccupation. Really, your goal needs to be to have a relationship.
How do you feel about...
Hang on. Stay. Not about me. You need to just find, you need to form a relationship with a woman who you're attracted to, whom you like, and really focus on that. And then this preoccupation, this obsession will hopefully kind of diminish.
All right, Jake.
Oh, man. But I'm thinking about taking a trip to Florida. I've been on the internet, and there's this woman who does this thing for a living.
Yeah.
Would you think, is that crazy to go?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Thank you.
It's crazy.
Thank
I had a girlfriend who went to England after meeting people on the internet.
Jake,
do not do it.
Jake Gentry is telling
Jake,
you it's crazy.
From here
I'm
on,
telling you it's crazy. It's crazy.
You do what I tell you to do. Don't listen to your ideas anymore. They're all crazy. Do you understand? You need to talk to your therapist. All right? Don't be chasing around a flat hand all over the goddamn country. Jesus Christ. Poor Jake had some problems.
Yeah.
And Jake hasn't had a relationship in his entire life.
Correct.
And he's fixated on one from high school.
But this is that thing. Gentry agrees with this, too. She was telling me earlier that people's lack of willingness to delay gratification and to accept responsibility for things that happen in their life. His thing was, they're doing this, they're doing that, they don't treat me right. It's supposed to... What's
right.
going on with him?
Right, mm-hmm. right. All right. Meanwhile, I'm still focused on my teacher that failed me from driver's ed in the sixth grade.
You've only mentioned that 685 times.
Oh my God.
Is it a man or a woman?
I'll tell you, Mr. Gregory, if you're still alive, just please pucker up and kiss my hairy, flatulent ass. Please, you sea sucker, you old dusty fart. Oh, man, you want to know what's ironic? Is I now have a collection of expensive cars, and you're still driving the Maverick that you purchased in 1973, your old F. So enjoy yourself and your crappy little $35,000 a year life and your crappy little Van Nuys one-bedroom apartment. Enjoy. I'll be taking the BMW home tonight, Drew.
And
yes,
being bitter.
Possibly bringing the Jag out tomorrow. All right, we'll be back. Say hello. Hey, love line. All right. We're moving on with the vampirises and the whole discussion of that life, that nether world. Gentry and Dita are vampire or vampirises for the night. Mr. Gregory, you can still kiss my ass, please. Hold through the whole story during the break.
Thank you, Mr. Gregory, for having to now subject me to nightly tirades. It's good.
Yeah, you old Brillo headed fart. Enjoy your crappy remnant of a life. Try to, anyway.
Good times.
Idiot.
Carl, 16.
Yeah, I have a question for the vampiresses.
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering how often you practice this, because I'm a watcher and...
What's a watcher?
Oh, yeah.
16-year-old that beats off all the time.
Porno.
You better watch that watcher.
Janine,
that
kind of just watcher. Get Janine.
Not that kind of watcher. Why? Well, what I do is I study it, like, I kind of observe, like, the different arts, like Wiccan, and all that stuff.
You know, mm-hmm. I don't know why we're getting off on this Wiccan thing.
So, well, my question is, you
watch the fat chicks recycle, and then what?
What is your question, Carl? I don't get it.
Yeah.
What's the question?
My question is, how often do you two practice your vampirism?
Gentry, go first.
Like, how often do you do this?
For me, when I was doing it, it was as often as I would be engaging in intimacy with my partner.
With one person you did it?
Yeah. You know, I'm...
How do you guys keep this safe?
I was monogamous.
One partner?
Yeah.
Lita?
For me.
you know, I made them come show up with their AIDS-free cards.
And had
a test, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was.
How do you protect yourself against HIV? Excuse me, hepatitis C and CMV and Epstein-Barr.
Oh, usually that goes along with it. I mean, partners that I've had have been very mature. You know, I've had a couple of underage partners that I didn't know they were underage, and then I cut that off. But, I mean,
right.
To me, it's like. I would engage in it as much as possible with one partner that I know, but that's not happening right now. And I'm very selective, not as I used to be, because it was just about how many I could have at one time. It's almost like, you know, a sex addiction.
Mm-hmm.
A sex addiction.
Hey, Carl?
Do you think it is a sex addiction?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think this is part of a sexual addiction?
I think it's part of an eroticism.
Wait, what?
Carl, not an addiction.
All right, hold on. Sorry, Carl. What are you doing, Carl? You're 16. You're an observer. What do you mean hobby? Where do you go for this?
Are you observing it from an intellectual level or from a sexual level?
Mainly intellectual, actually.
I see. Then just go for it and keep learning and
go see the Aesthetic Meat Foundation.
Exactly.
I'm going to give them a plug, okay?
Hold on.
So they should appreciate that.
Yeah. Calling all nerds.
Yeah.
What's going on there, Carl?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got some serious nerd running in you, baby.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know if I'd agree with that.
No, you listen.
You aren't sitting at home watching porno. You're sitting at home, you know, doing nothing. You're actually going out and watching
TV
live
right now,
people do things.
And
so
no,
it's good for you.
We're not hearing it.
Well, my ex-girlfriend was a Wiccan, so I don't know.
Really? You had a girlfriend?
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't have sex with her.
Well...
No.
I didn't.
No.
Everything except
sex. Yeah, right. Now, listen, I know the sound of a virgin.
I am one, you're right.
Shocking.
You should be proud of it.
How do we know so much without actually meeting the people?
Because you're old.
I don't know what percentage of 16-year-old males who call this show are virgins, but it's way less than 50%. But I always know when a kid is a virgin. Always.
Kind of like gaydar?
Yes.
Okay.
Virgin-dar.
Yeah, exactly.
No, everybody sounds
Adam, that's
like
such
what
a gift.
They are.
Wow. No, it's just like, you guys seem like teenagers.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
They're like old.
All right, listen, this Carl over here is a 16-year-old Trekkie who's beating off to chicks who are biting on each other.
And so jaded that he's become a watcher instead of actually participating in the
life.
That's
just,
the only thing that I get nervous
just,
about is the watching.
Trying to give his, he's trying to give his behavior a title, so it sounds respectable.
But it seems like he's trying to determine the behavior before he actually establishes a behavior to determine.
Let's try Sarah again here.
All right. Who is this Sarah?
You'll remember her.
She the one I put on hold?
Yes.
Okay.
For not answering your questions.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll try her again. Sarah?
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Tuts?
You remember my question?
Be careful. She's annoyed with the boyfriend.
Yeah, the boyfriend annoyed.
But they have great sex. And so what I was saying is that she resents the fact, she doesn't like the fact that she's able to achieve an arousal with him. It makes her feel vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So. I think it's more, sometimes, you know, you don't really have to like the guy and he still makes you feel really good.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have to say to you is there are lots of guys out there that'll make you feel good. So if he's annoying you, get rid of him.
But it's like, it's so worth it.
Well, yeah, but
you know what? She's making a valid point because I had a sex
partner. It's going to be worth it every time.
No. And Dr. Drew is right because what was happening with me is I was having great sexual intimacy Okay.
And that pissed you off.
And then, when we were in just after the sex and the normal living, I was becoming like her, annoyed with everything about my partner, because I wasn't dealing with the true feelings of the of crossing boundaries and intimacy issues.
Mm-hmm. It pissed you off that he got you there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you feel angry when he gets you there, though?
No, but later. Yeah. Later.
Afterwards.
Afterwards.
Hey, Sarah?
Yeah?
Does he do anything? I'm going to rephrase this. I won't hang up on you, but...
Okay.
It's just his presence that annoys you.
Actually, he's just so emotional for me.
What's he doing?
Well, because I live alone, and
you live alone?
Yeah.
Right.
And he's like 17. He'll be 18 pretty soon, and he comes over to my house.
Were you molested?
No.
What's that voice? Where's that voice coming from?
It's baby girl voice.
Yeah.
What's wrong with my voice?
That's always trouble, that baby girl
voice. It's a beautiful, sexy voice. That's what's wrong with it. And they're trying to figure out why.
No.
Wow, that was a crazy voice. Does your dad beat on you?
No.
Where's my bourbon?
Why?
Why are you living alone?
Because I just didn't have any reason to stay at home. I mean,
why'd you leave?
I don't know, just wanted to be alone. Yeah. And I just don't like people around me all the time, like, trying to conquer my life and tell me what to do all the time.
So you're very independent.
Right.
Yeah,
which maybe... Maybe... No, but maybe...
You guys should be publicists.
Maybe that overly independent attitude, and mixed with what Dr. Drew was saying...
That's not an independent attitude. She's got...
Is making you isolate yourself from someone that could possibly love you, or it really is, he's just annoying, and you just need to let him... get you off the way you want to get you off, and then move along.
It's oppositional defiant.
Your parents put the screws to you when you're back at home?
What?
Your parents, what do they do, attorneys?
No, they're bums. I mean, they don't do anything. Uh-huh. Like, they never supported, like, me in anything I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they didn't abuse me, like, physically, but they never...
Yeah. They neglected you.
Right.
Well, so they weren't supporting you in anything you wanted to do is what you just said. So perhaps you're doing that to these boys. You're not supporting them in what they want to do because you haven't had that support yourself. Either that or he's just annoying.
Well,
all right, baby, that's enough. That's enough. Look, you hate your dad, right?
No.
You love him very much?
Yeah.
Does he annoy you?
Sometimes. He's really sick. I don't know.
What's wrong with him?
He has cancer.
When did he get this?
Like, 5 years ago, I think.
What kind of cancer? What kind of cancer?
Bone marrow.
Ooh, that's a horrible death.
Do you know what the name is?
No.
I'm sure it's very reassuring to her, too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, do you know the name of the tumor?
Well, no, it's going...
Thank you, Vampire Girl.
It's going to a good place, though, right? All right, listen, there's something going on with Sarah. Because
some bone marrow cancer can be indolent and last for decades. So
she's had it for 5 years.
Yeah, already.
Look, she loves them very much. They're great people, but they're bums. They don't pay attention to her, and she had to get out of the house.
Right.
I mean, look, honey, what is it? And listen, everybody, I know not everything's black and white. There's shades of gray, but don't make both arguments for yourself.
Right.
First, it's I'm out of the house because I can't stand being there because it's oppressive, because my parents are bums and they put the pressure on me. And now it's like I love them very much. They're great people. It all depends on who's asking the question, how you're asking it. You see, if you say, oh, you don't love your parents. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, they're great people, you know. That's great. They're bums. They sit around the house all day and they screw with her. And
you talk bad about them. Only I can.
You show me an 18-year-old chick who's fled the house, I'll show you one that doesn't like what's going on at the house every goddamn time. Okay. Anyway, she got serious issues with Pops, and now she's got serious issues with her boyfriend. That's what's going on.
Dan, 17.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Dan.
I had a question for the Empiresses.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know if she, I guess, could be classified as a vampirist, but it's like when we're all over having a party and I would just want to bug her, you just go, like, nibble on her shoulder and she'll, like get all hyper-sensual. And
who is this? Uh-oh.
Mr. Sulu.
More nerd patrol here going on. Dan, are you gay?
Yes, Adam, I'm the one that called and said that you're hot.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ooh, around the doghouse and back in the captain's chair. When did you say I was hot?
When, I forgot her country is the gay army.
What happened? Did a quaalude kick in about halfway into that set? Oh, when I heard that. It's like a James Bond movie when they put the Mickey in the drink right. And he passes out. What's wrong with everyone? You have not enough energy to finish a goddamn sentence? What happened to you, Dan? When were you attracted to me, and why?
Well, first time I saw you was on a late night talk show.
Okay, enough. I'm bored.
No, me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're gay, right?
Yes.
And you're biting the shoulder of a woman or a male?
Just a woman. We're just really good friends. We're just playing around.
So what do you want to know?
Just, she's like, if you like bite her, she'll like get like really hyper sensual.
All right. So she enjoys that.
All right. What's your question? You're stating something. What's your question?
Is that like them?
Well, maybe she's getting hypersensitive because a gay guy's biting her shoulder, and she's like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
No, actually, no. She says that she does that for everything, even when...
Didn't we open the show by saying that some women really like this?
Yeah. She enjoys that, Dan.
Right. Right here.
But you, Dan, you focus on what the fellas like, right?
Yeah.
So stop biting her shoulder, mister. Start sucking on some arms.
Are you,
that's right.
What
bite
you,
a boy's shoulder.
Dan, what do you got? You got some homeschool going on or alternative school? What's going on?
Just really crappy public school.
But crappy, and you're going to graduate soon?
Next year, hopefully.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Was that early or something?
17 now.
Well, let's see, the school system's going, if there's a school left, they'll graduate.
I see.
All right, you going to go off to college somewhere with that happy thought?
Yeah, somewhere.
Or head to West Hollywood, buddy. There's plenty of jobs there.
Take care of yourself.
OSU?
You'll be fine.
Yeah. How about another question?
No. You could barely get your last goddamn one out. I'm tired of people calling the show like I've woke them in the middle of the night. What do you sound like? He had a Novocaine shot in his mouth or something?
Like he just had a new piercing in his tongue.
How about another question? How about when your first question sucks so badly we can barely get through it? I'm a gay guy.
I'm in love with you.
I got some chick I'm not interested in, but sometimes I bite her shoulder and she likes it. What's that make her? Jesus Christ.
Makes her a fag hag.
Hey, Brian. Absolutely. Brian, don't take any of that third-party nonsense. Go. Oh, wasn't Brian. Tara, don't take any of that third-party I got a friend. What's that make her BS calls.
Whatever.
Nonsense. That's nonsense. Some gay guy can barely finish a sentence. All right, let's take a little break here, Drew.
Yeah.
And people think I'm angry. I'm just right. There's a difference. I'm allowed to be angry. I'm right all the time. I'm right about everything, right? All right?
You've been wrong three times here.
Yes, thank you. When have I been wrong?
You've been wrong a lot tonight.
All right, we'll talk about it in the break.
All right, after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew. Forget about that phone number. I'm late in the show to give it out. We're talking about vampires tonight. Gentry and Dieter are both here. They're both vampiresses. And
has ever been hurt, harmed by this behavior?
Yes, I was. I was.
On radio, you got to go. Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Gentry's feverishly shaking her head.
Yes.
I taught her that, by the way.
Ow!
Yeah. What happened?
He's right.
What happened?
For me, what happened is it went from being a non-pathological sexual experience to pathology came into it. Uh-huh. And what I mean by that is there were experiences in my life where there are either two ways of living. You either want to live or you want to die. And a lot of people that get involved, in my opinion, in goth and vampirism, they start wanting to die. Perhaps they don't feel very good about themselves. Perhaps things are happening to them. They become attracted to death, to that dark
mortality.
To hurt. They become attracted to hurt.
Some will disagree, mm-hmm. as I know they're out there listening, but
yeah, maybe.
Okay. That's our opinion.
So you
and
went
for
into
me,
that.
It became dangerous when I wanted to hurt myself. And I found someone who would give me hematomas on my neck that were like 6 inches across, and people were very worried about
it. Would
you
get aroused about that, with that?
It was this man, still, to this day, is... had such power over me that he had gotten me to do anything. I mean, the bleeding and him biting me, because I just bled to him. He didn't cut me. It got to the point where
and healers, and I've gone to a lot of Wicca and a lot of this metaphysical and hoobity-joobity
stuff. But how did you get hurt?
I got hurt because I had so much tissue chewed out of my body, in essence, that I had to have reconstructive surgery. That's what happened to me.
He was actually biting pieces of flesh out.
He was literally biting tissue of my breasts to the point where, like, the tissue had dissolved so much, almost as if I'd had children and nursed them.
And what happened? How's that happen, girl? Was that Engineer Anderson that did that, by the way?
Yeah, really. Well, I saw his teeth, and he might have been able to get a good grip on there. Yeah. But no, this was literally someone that I found. Because the danger in doing any of these kinds of deviant sexual behaviors is that you will find people out there that want to hurt you, that want to kill you, that aren't in it to bring pleasure. They're in it to fulfill their own sick, pathological mind.
Well, hold on. Let's be fair to them. That's pleasure for them.
That's right. That's true.
All right. So there you
go. It's true. But the only problem is that for me, if I accidentally go into that line between I am a woman who's in control of my sexuality and I like to have you bite me on the neck to I'm being victimized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I'm at a deli in the middle of, you know, Hollywood, and I've got this big hematoma, and just a random man comes up to me and says, I can take care of you. And what if I went with him, and he turned out to be Jeffrey Dahmer or Ted Bundy?
Well, hold on.
That's the problem with this scene, and I think that's why Americans especially have such a problem with it, because there are crazy people out there.
Yes.
There are uneducated people out there, and
I don't like to see victims get victimized.
No. You do not want to get victimized.
No, and I was victimized.
I was victimized in
a situation where there was a young man who was an active, you know, bloodletter, vampire, biter, scratcher, cutter, and I was walking around the corner and he took his claws, and I know that he also is an HIV carrier.
Mm.
As I was coming down the stairway, took his claws and scratched down my neck and drew blood. And I just lost it. I mean, and I was very scared, and I went to the doctor the following week to see if I was okay. Just because I didn't know what was, you know, if I was going to catch anything. But, you know, I attacked him back, grabbed him, and said, don't you ever do that to me again, or anyone in a club without permission.
And the problem is, in just normal straight clubs, you'd get, like, a pat on the tush, or maybe you'd get groped a little. Because, I mean, everywhere a girl goes, she's like, exploited, basically. It's even though society is all feministic and whatnot, it's still happening.
Yeah, who doesn't do this? I'm interested. Like,
I mean, you watch porno, you're
yeah.
I mean, that's technically exploiting women, even though those women.
Well, let me ask this. Who doesn't? I'm trying to think of, you know, I like to approach everything from my ethnicity, you know, and religion. First off, not one Jew in the lot, I'm sure. No Jews do this.
Yeah, that's not true.
A handful of Asians, maybe. Almost no blacks. Blacks don't get into this crap either. They're smart with their sex. You know what I mean? They don't even want to go down on a chick.
That's so not true. Out.
There's black butts.
White
vampires.
Boy, what are you talking about, man? Like that is so not true, Adam.
Predominantly Jewish and black?
No.
Name one Jew who does this.
I'm not going to name anybody on the air. Are you insane?
You don't know any.
I'm from an extremely, extremely affluent background where there is all different kinds of cultures and diversities going on with this. I think it has more to do with sex in the mind and an intellectual level versus minorities.
Everyone's exactly the same. Okay, except for some groups do a lot of stuff that other groups don't do in large groups.
And other groups do other things that other groups don't do in large groups. Come on,
please.
That's what I said.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
You just said what I said.
Exactly. And it's not a point. It's not a valid point. Because
here's my point.
You can be ethnocentric in any argument.
What don't you see in this? You don't see any Jews in there.
There's a Jew right out there that's into it.
He is the head of the goth scene right out there. That man out there is the man that every goth and vampire knows.
He is a Philly Jew, and that's quite a
Philadelphia Jew that every young goth girl wants, and they
fling
themselves to him. So, all those girls at Barstinister.
And he's a good daddy.
A red gin and the red gin drink, which is a
vampire. What about Asian? You see any Asians?
Ding dong day.
Any Asian guys over there?
There's Asians, there's blacks, there's
Hispanic,
Laotian,
Cambodian,
Israeli, those girls, those Hispanic, those little Latino vampire girls, they are hot and ready, and they will want it. Ooh.
Yeah. How about Eskimos?
They're hot because their dad nailed them when they were 11 repeatedly in the trailer. That's why they're hot. All right, yeah, what about Eskimos? Do you have any Eskimo Samoan types?
I've never seen, actually, the Eskimo Samoan.
All right, all right.
That's
well,
one
there
thing,
go.
Adam, you
That's
got
one
me.
One breed, one breed. All right, but there are Jewish guys that are in.
Oh, this. Yes.
Trying to,
not with living parents.
No, their parents got to be dead, right? Or they're trying to get them.
No, there's something
going on. There's a lot of Jews in the vampire.
I can't believe you're going based on religion.
There's not a lot of Jews. No, not a lot of Jews.
Ace, real quick, 27. Ace? Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? I want to know, how does one get into what you guys do?
Yeah, get on the internet.
Well, I think one of the first things that you want to do if you really want to investigate this is check out on the internet. But are you talking about, are you looking to get into blood sport? Or are you just looking into the culture of vampirism and gothicism?
I already know about the history of vampires. I'm talking about what you guys do.
Yeah, you want to go. Well, it depends on what. Well, both of us like different things.
If you guys can teach me, that would work too.
He wants to go to your clubs.
I think that where actually you might want to go to start.
He's in Indiana.
No. Oh, you want to go to Indiana? Go to Chicago.
Go to a therapist.
Go to Chicago and go to the Metro and go over to the House of Wax.
Do you have any kids?
Do I have any kids?
Yeah.
Wish.
Oh, good. You don't have any kids? All right. No girlfriend?
No.
No girlfriend. I'm divorced, dude.
No, nothing. All right. You drive a truck?
Do I drive a truck? No.
What do you do?
What do I do?
Everything. What do you do? Yes. What do you do? What do I do? What do I do?
Drive a truck. Got a girlfriend. Got a girlfriend.
Not a kid. Don't have a kid. What's that?
Trading card dealer.
Trading card dealer?
Yeah.
Ooh. Calling all nerds. Oh, my God.
Calling all nerds? What do you mean?
That is the nerdiest job in the world.
He's the guy from The Simpsons.
Wow. All right, Ace. Good time.
I
want
to let you know that you rock.
Thanks, buddy.
Me and my cousin Adam Addict, he listens to you all night.
Thank you, buddy.
Talk to you later, man.
Thank you. All right. Good times. All right. I got the Yaz with mutton chops, Yastrzemski with mutton chops, 1973, standing in front of the Green Monster, mint, $4,400. Oh, that's the guy's life. That's his life. Oh, yeah. All right, let's take a little break. We'll be back to wrap up after this. Thank Gentry and Dita for coming in here and shedding some light on this and withstanding our accusations, our barrage of accusations.
They were turning me on.
And because they were good sports, they can give a nice little plug to their band. So
go ahead. Thank you.
It's really hard because she's so entertaining.
We start singing
and I stop because I get so entranced with her. I mean, she's
The name is
OLA. We'll be playing Sunday nights at Tequila Mockingbirds, Tangiers across from the Derby.
Tomorrow night, Highland Grounds for a very minimal short set.
And you can also contact us at www.mp3.com/OLA.
And we have a single. Our first single is called Penny Dreadful, which is a very great vampiric gothic song.
That's the show.
Executive producer Kevin Char.
All right.
Who's with us out here.
Beautiful. So, thank you. Until next time, I want to thank the girls. This is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Aren't you biting their wrists?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.